To help us carry out our survey, we prepared questionnaires on the exercise taken by pupils outside school time and also on eating habits in and out of school. To encourage healthier snacks, our eco-school committee set up a fruit and vegetable tuck shop, which proved very popular with staff and students. A local greengrocer provided produce at a low enough cost for the shop to make a small profit. The committee is also encouraging students to take more exercise by promoting a walk-to-school campaign and has also started an after-school aerobics club.
We asked our school to provide us with special bins so that students could recycle on their own. We then went through our school's dustbins and sorted out the waste into different categories: plastic, paper, metal and glass, which went into the appropriate bins. The more creative students used some of the rubbish to make art. We experimented with composting and were successful in growing a range of organic vegetables in our school garden.
We tried to improve our school environment by buying plants for the window boxes we have outside each classroom. Some students painted the window boxes in lively colours to make our school environment brighter. We also developed a butterfly garden, and many people from our community donated plants that will attract many species of butterflies. Another group of students planted ground cover plants to make it easier to keep our garden weed-free. We all took turns watering and caring for the plants. We hope that the berries we are growing will feed the birds in the autumn and winter.